Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 4, 1806. No celebration. Today, Lewis writes about the good fortune the Corps had in crossing the mountains and discovers that the route is one that all Indian nations use quite frequently. As he plans to proceed to the Marias River, his Indian guides inform him that he will probably be cut off by the Pawnees, the name the Shoshones use for the Minnetarees. This term probably refers to that tribe's enemies, including the Blackfeet, the Arapaho, and the Assiniboine. Captain Lewis writes,
"The first 5 miles of our route was through a part of the extensive plain in which we were encamped. We then entered the mountains with the east fork of Clark's River through a narrow, confined pass on its north side, continuing up that river 5 miles further to the entrance of the Kokalalishkit River, which falls in on the northeast side." Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 4, 1806.
Lewis makes no reference in his entry to the fact that today is Independence Day. Captain Clark does mention the holiday. Last year the men celebrated by firing shots in the air, playing the fiddle, and having a gill of grog, which has long since run out. Captain Clark writes,
"I ordered the hunters to set out early this morning to hunt and kill some meat, and at 7 a.m. we collected our horses, took breakfast, and set out, proceeded on up the valley on the west side of Clark's River, crossing 3 large deep and rapid creeks, and 2 smaller size, to a small branch in the spurs of the mountains, and dined. Our hunters joined us with 2 deer in tolerable order. This being the day of the Declaration of Independence of the United States, and a day commonly celebrated by my country, I had every disposition to celebrate this day, and therefore halted early, and partook of a sumptuous dinner of a fat saddle of venison and much of coos. After dinner we proceeded on about 1 mile to a very large creek, which we ascended some distance to find a ford to cross. We made nearly 30 miles today on a course nearly south." Captain William Clark, July 4, 1806.
Clark is still moving south on the west side of the Bitterroot River in Ravalli County, Montana. Among the many streams crossed were Blodgett, Canyon, Sawtooth, Roaring Lion, and Lost Horse Creeks, none of them named on the captain's atlas maps. The bottoms, as well as the sides of these creeks, are covered with large stones. These stones were deposited in the Pleistocene from numerous small glaciers as they advanced eastward into the Bitterroot Valley from the Bitterroot Mountains. They left large deposits of till in the stream valleys they occupied. Subsequent erosion removed much of the finer-grained material, leaving only the boulders. Floods also rolled large boulders downstream. Clark camped on the north side of the West Fork of the Bitterroot River, near its junction with the Bitterroot in Ravalli County, Montana. Tomorrow, trouble passing the creeks.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.